Doing great, but I'll try my best to project a little bit. It's very close to Rosh Hashanah. It's extremely close to Rosh Hashanah. And I can tell you personally that I haven't given it enough thought yet. And even though we've been hearing the shofar for many days now, we have to really start thinking about what it means to be mekayim that mitzvah of hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. To listen very deeply to the message of the shofar. And it's a very interesting message because the shofar doesn't say anything. The shofar doesn't have words. The shofar doesn't express a particular idea. And yet, we know that the shofar has something to say. There's a big discussion in halacha, in lamdis, what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of shofar. Is the tekiya the mitzvah? Is the blowing of the shofar the mitzvah? Or is the shmiya, is hearing the shofar the mitzvah? One of the ways that sometimes in a simple way we can identify the nature of a mitzvah is by looking at the bracha that accompanies that mitzvah. So for example, the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, is the mitzvah lighting it once it's already in the proper place? It's okay, you can come through. Or what happens if I light the menorah and then place it in the proper place? So the Gemara says, let's look at the bracha. The bracha is on lahadlik. So the bracha identifies for us that the mitzvah is hadlaka. Hadlaka is a mitzvah in the context of menorah. So what's the bracha that we recite on the shofar? Is the bracha on blowing the shofar, or is the bracha on listening to the shofar? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Tav Kuf Pei Hei, that the bracha on tkiyas shofar is of course lishmoa kol shofar. To listen to the kol, to the voice of the shofar. So we have to ask ourselves, what exactly are we trying to listen to? Tonight is a very special night, something that Klal Yisrael has to think about, because tonight and tomorrow is the yard side of the Chafetz Chaim. I often like to imagine what it would have been like to meet the Chafetz Chaim. Imagine to see the Chafetz Chaim, the author of the Mishneh Berurah, so many other svarims, of course famous for his Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon. When you're in the presence of the Chafetz Chaim, the words that came out of his mouth, you listen carefully, because the Chafetz Chaim was careful about the message that he would share. One time, the Chafetz Chaim met a Jewish person, a fellow who had moved to China for business reasons. And the Chafetz Chaim asked him, he said, tell me, what's happening with the Jews in China? So this fellow said to the Chafetz Chaim, there aren't too many Jews in China. Most of the people in China are not our people, are not our Jewish people. So the Chafetz Chaim said, okay, well, are there any Jews? He said, yes, there's several Jews in China. So the Chafetz Chaim says, I want to give you a sefer that I wrote. Chafetz Chaim wrote a work called Nidchei Yisrael, specifically for Jews who lived far away from main Jewish communities. And he said, I wrote this sefer especially for Jews who find themselves far away, again, from centers of learning and Avodas Hashem. And I want you to take this sefer back to the Jews of China. So the person was very thankful. Chafetz Chaim said, so tell me, what else is doing in China? In general, what's happening in China? So he says, well, recently We were terribly affected by a tsunami. And there were many thousands of people who were killed. So the Chafetz Chaim, when he heard that, he said, oy, we need to do tshuva. A tsunami in China, we need to do tshuva. So this fellow, with sincerity and great innocence, he says to the Chafetz Chaim, he says, but Rabbi, I told you, there's not so many Jews in China. I don't know if any Jews were killed or affected by it. So the Chafetz Chaim said to him, do you think that just because the Jewish people weren't specifically affected, that this doesn't have anything to do with us? And the Chafetz Chaim told the following mashal. And I want to use this to think about some of the things that have been happening in our world recently. Floods, hurricanes, a lot of devastation. Some of our own Talmidim got to see, unfortunately, what's happened in Houston with their own eyes. And they're trying to help with the relief effort, which is an amazing thing. So the Chafetz Chaim said, I'll give you a mashal. He says, imagine there's a large gathering of people, and one person gets up to speak. And most of the people in the room are not Jewish, and there's a handful of Jewish individuals in the room. The speaker gets up to speak, and he begins his presentation in Yiddish. So says the Chafetz Chaim, who do you think he's speaking to? So the fellow says, probably the Jewish people in the room, because the non-Jewish people in the room don't speak Yiddish. So the Chafetz Chaim said, but I told you that most of the people in the room are not Jewish. So why are you so sure that his message is for the Jewish people? So the person obviously responded, because he's speaking in a language that the Jewish people are more familiar with. So Chafetz Chaim said exactly. When things happen in this world as Jews, if we're thoughtful Jews, if we reflect on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with our world, then whether it affects us directly, or whether it affects us indirectly, or whether it seems to not have anything to do with our own brothers and sisters, as Jews, we need to think about it. HaKadosh Baruch was sending a message to this world. And thoughtful people understand how to translate, how to interpret HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. So I'm not here to chas v'shalom claim that I know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed so much devastation over the last couple of weeks. But I do know that it's the outside of the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim taught this Jew that we have to think about these things. We have to try to listen. What is it that Hashem is getting at? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us with some of these messages, maybe some of these wake-up calls that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent around the world? I want to read you a letter from the Chafetz Chaim from the year 1927. In 1927, the Chafetz Chaim passed away in 1933, so it's close to the end of his life. In the letters of the Chafetz Chaim from Chodesh Av, Tov Resh Pei Zayin, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a letter in response to an earthquake that struck Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, Chilu mipanav kol ha'aretz, a pasuk we're familiar with, from Tehillim, from our davening. Chilu mipanav kol ha'aretz. The whole earth is trembling before him. The Chafetz Chaim said, Hinezeh mikarov nivhalnu, I'm overwhelmed by what I heard about recently, lishmoa hashmua hanora. That which I heard about, which I was informed about, the Re'idas Ha'adama B'Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. The earthquake that affected the holy city of Yerushalayim. And the Chafetz Chaim says, yes, there's been earthquakes in Eretz Yisrael before, but he says it's been a long time since we've heard of an earthquake of such magnitude impacting people in Yerushalayim. And then he writes a couple lines later, V'chein nishma meharbe me'oros noram ha'mishavim be'esach ronabolam. And there are many things that have been happening. Chafetz Chaim says, I don't understand what's going on. Recently, there's been many things that have happened in our world. And the Chafetz Chaim, being sensitive to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's messages, even if they're not spoken openly, even if it's not a pasuk in Chumash, Chafetz Chaim said, Kadosh Baruch Hu's talking to us. The sound of the shofar. And he says, I'm very nervous about all these things that are happening. V'chalila lanu lomar ki yad ha-mikra ha-isopal. And God forbid for a person to say, oh, you know, these things happen. No, I can explain to you based on the weather patterns. I could show you a video of how a hurricane builds up based on the winds passing over warm water. I could try to explain it to you, Alpiteva, based on science. Dr. Berman could probably explain it to you a lot better based on science than I could. Right? But we could offer a scientific explanation. But the Chafetz Chaim said, that may be true, but there's still a creator in the world who's creating that system by which this is happening. And if these things are happening in the world, we have to be responsive to it. The Rambam famously writes in Hilchos Tanios, and we have several fast days coming up, the Rambam says, when the Jews have a fast day, we have to try to reflect deeply on things that happen. And the Rambam says that God forbid a person who looks at tragedy, a person who looks at disappointments and frustrations and people suffering, and just says, oh, this is just what happens, this is how life goes sometimes. The Rambam says it's an act of achazarius, it's cruel, it's not sensitive. And I know that everyone in this room is a sensitive person. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim says we need to think about all of these things that are happening in the world. And he lists some of the incidents that are happening. He speaks about the flooding that has taken place recently in America, he says. Again, this was 1927. But he's right, he says we have to be concerned about that, whether it affects the Jewish people directly or not. We have to be the types of people who know how to respond. El ha-meivin yavin shalo davar pashutu. We need to know these are not simple things. And while, again, we don't, God forbid, claim to have the full answer, but we know that we have to respond. And it has to bother us. When I was growing up, I grew up in Philadelphia. I did not attend the Philadelphia Yeshiva, but the high school I went to was right next door to the Philadelphia Yeshiva. And one of the Rosh Yeshiva, the Philadelphia Yeshiva, was Rav Elia Svei. Rav Elia Svei is a tzal. When he was a young boy, he was a young man, maybe around your age. He was in Yeshiva in a place in Poland called Chachlova. And he said, he recounted one time how he walked into his shul and he found Jews crying and saying Tehillim and davening. So he goes over to one of the elderly gentlemen in the kehillah and he says, is someone sick in the neighborhood? What's going on all of a sudden that everyone is so bent out of shape? Passionately davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the fellow says to him, you didn't hear? He says there was a volcanic eruption in Japan. So Rav Elia says, he was a young person. He didn't know better. So he says, were Jews killed? So this elderly gentleman took him by the hand and he took him over to the bookshelf. And he took a Gemara Yavamis off the shelf. And he opened the Daf Samach Gimel Amen Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ein Paranas Ba La'olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. That when things happen in the world, the Jewish people have to take achrayas for that. We do have to send people, not only to help out the Jews in Houston, or the Jews in Florida, but we have to take achrayas. Because again, the Chafetz Chaim said, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking a language that most people are going to attribute to science and just to nature, then we have to try to attribute it to the Bona Shalom. We have to ask ourselves, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to us? What's the proper response, both in terms of our action and in terms of our feelings? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu has many, many ways of communicating with each and every one of us. So I'll tell you one more insight from the Chafetz Chaim, again on the occasion of his Yahrzeit. There's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Eliyahu, "Vayhi dvar Hashem elav le'mor, kum lech tzarfasa asher litzidon v'yashav tasham." Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Eliyahu a location to travel to, and he says, in this place, in Tzarfasa, and Tzarfas, you're going to find, "Hinei tzivisi sham isha almana l'chal kalecha." I've commanded a certain woman, an almana, a woman who's a widow, to support you, to provide you with food. It's an interesting pasuk, no? Hashem says to Eliyahu, I commanded this woman, this almana, in Tzarfas of Tzidon, to provide you with sustenance, to take care of you and to give you food. So the Chafetz Chaim wondered, how did Hashem tell this almana, by what means did HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicate to this woman that she has responsibility for Eliyahu? So the Chafetz Chaim explained that even though the pasuk says, yes, Hinei tzivisi shamish, I commanded her, this woman was not a balas ruach HaKodesh. She didn't hear a bas kol from Shemayim saying, you are now in charge of making lunch for Eliyahu. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the message, the Chafetz Chaim says, to her heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Chafetz Chaim has many ways of communicating. And sometimes Hashem puts an idea in our mind, Hashem puts an idea in our heart, and it's our job to make sure that we're properly prepared to receive those messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has many, many different ways of communicating with the Jewish people. Tonight is not only the art side of the Chafetz Chaim, there's one other very great Talmid Chacham and Tzaddik, a great leader of Klal Yisrael, whose art side is also on Chaf Tal and Elo. And that is Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. I brought along a Hebrew biography for those who aren't familiar with Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. Here's a picture of him. Beautiful two-volume Hebrew biography. He wrote his magnum opus, his major work of Torah literature, was on the Tosefta. The Tosefta that appears in the back of your Gemara that we hardly ever look at. It's quoted, obviously, by the Gemara often, right? But he set out to sit and to learn Be'iyun Rav, to learn the Tosefta, and to write beautiful Chidushei Torah on the Tosefta. So the story is told that one time he was stuck on a very difficult passage. And he was sitting on a boat. And he was racking his brain trying to figure out what's the pshat in this very difficult passage. He's sitting there and he had a little set of Gemaras. It was printed, a small set with the Bavli and the Yerushalmi printed in a single volume. He had one such volume of that sitting. And he's sitting there on this boat. And he's looking in the Gemara. He's looking for where he thinks the answer might be. And all of a sudden he says, he sat back for a second to think. And all of a sudden, a strong wind came and blew his Gemara a few pages. So he looked back in the Gemara and he saw his Gemara was on a different page. But he also realized as soon as he looked back in the Gemara, it was open to a piece of the Talmud Yerushalmi that had the answer to what he was struggling with in his commentary. And Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky was so nispal from that, he was so wowed by that. That here I was trying my best to listen, to understand Hashem's Torah, and Hashem sent it to me in a very unusual way. Hashem sometimes speaks through natural disasters. Hashem sometimes speaks by sending messages to our heart. Hashem sometimes sends a wind to blow your Gemara to a different page for a big Talmud Chacham to allow him to find an answer to a very difficult sugya. But my friends, what's most important to us, again tonight on the art side of the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, is that when we come to Rosh Hashanah and we hear the shofar, and the shofar cries out to us, Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia Gedola, and we're listening, and we're wondering to ourselves, I'm being mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah, right? And the Baal Tukaya is having me in mind as well, and I'm listening carefully. But I have to try to listen to a message. I have to try to say, if the shofar is calling out, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And each person on his own level. To ask yourself, What can I do a little bit different this year? What can I do a little bit better this year? How can I train my ear to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit better this year? That when things happen in the world, as a Jew who has a sensitive heart, I take achrayus for what's happening in the world. I try to help out. I'm concerned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. The way the Chafetz Chaim was so concerned about that earthquake in Yerushalayim. In the same way that elderly Jew in Chaklava, Poland, was so concerned about that volcano which erupted in Japan. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. I can't tell you what the message of the shofar is, but you can tell it to yourself. So Mir Tz Hashem, when we come to Rosh Hashanah in a few days from now, try to listen deep. Try to listen to the shofar, which is speaking to your neshama and sending a message to you. Hashem wants to talk to you. Hashem wants to communicate with you. It's not clear always what that message is, but a person who trains his ear and trains his heart to listen in a deep way will be able to receive that message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Mir Tz Hashem will take that message as our mission statement to make a tremendous difference in our lives and the lives of the whole world, Mir Tz Hashem, in the year ahead.